විපුලගුණ තිලක group chief financial officer dialog telecom plc mr supun veerasinghe chief executive officer dialog mobile dr hans vijay surya director group chief executive officer dialog telecom plc mr nushad pereira chief executive officer dialog tv mr kaman ratnayake chief executive officer dialog broadband services mr upali vijayanayake is unfortunately not here today let me invite mr supun veerasinghe Chief Executive Officer, Dialog Mobile, to provide you with an update on the third quarter performance.
Okay, good afternoon. I'll take you through the DTP company and then the two subsidiaries as well as the group performance. To summarize the overall trend in performance, the Dialog company, we saw revenue growth, EBITDA growth and NPAT growth. Revenue growth was modest 2%, EBITDA was 11% quarter on quarter. And NPAT was 7,500%. DBN had a revenue dip, marginal dip of 1%. EBITDA was down, especially due to normalization and special costs that we have taken in. NPAT was down 23%. Dialog TV revenue was flat. EBITDA was up 57% on a normalized basis. NPAT was up 36%. Dialog Group recorded a 2% revenue growth. EBITDA was up 10%. And NPAT was up 66%. Taking you through the company performance in detail, we saw 2% revenue growth in Dialog Telecom, mobile predominantly, and then international business, teleinfrastructure support consists of the mobile PNL. Normalized EBITDA improved by 11% quarter on quarter and then 27% relative to Q1 2009. Total costs reduced by 1%, EBITDA improved by 38% quarter on quarter. Normalized EBITDA, excluding the exceptional one-off elements, improved by 11% quarter on quarter and 27% compared to Q1. PAT again improved 104% from -6 billion plus to 313 million. PAT improved to 370 million on a normalized basis. Year-to-date figures, revenue is down 5%. Year-to-date, this is year-to-date 09, up to Q3 09 versus Q3 08. Revenue was down 5%. Cost is up 2%, and as a result, EBITDA is down 31. And so on the PAT and normalized PAT. If you look at the variation in performance, if I take you through the variation, we had a normalized loss of 5 million in the second quarter of 09. And we compared to Q2, we had an improvement in revenue of 156 million. Our cost was down by 58 million. We had spent more in terms of direct costs, 58 million higher than Q2. OPEX, nevertheless, saw improvement of 138 million. Depreciation, amortization, again positive 63 million. Non-OPEX, 75 million positive. Combined together all this with revenue and cost improvements, we saw normalized net profit improving to 370 million from a loss of 5 million in the second quarter. Add to that, we have provided for exceptional OPEX of 80 million and some inventory clearance of 4 million. Exceptional non-OPEX amounting to 27 million, then giving the net profit as reported of 313 million. If you look at the revenue mix of Dialog and the contributors to the 2% growth, the significance of prepaid and postpaid came down marginally, and then contribution from international services, international termination, increased in the third quarter relative to second quarter. International termination and international business increased from 19% of revenue to 21%, and the relative contribution from postpaid and prepaid came down 1 percentage point each. If you look at the postpaid and prepaid mix, fairly flat around 88 to 12%, prepaid still dominating. Number of subscribers saw a significant steady improvement of 336,000 net additions and taking the total subscriber count up to 6.3 million. Blended revenue per minute nevertheless came down from 4.5 rupees a year ago to about 2.5 rupees this year. The MOUs went up during this period, and we have ended up at 129 MOUs by Q3 2009. The direct cost composition, again, network related costs have gone up marginally in the composition. Levies, that mainly consists of frequency fees and the other PGF contribution that we pay based on international termination traffic, has increased from 29% to 30%, and customer related costs have come down from 10% of cost to 7%. If you look at the network related costs, have increased by 4% or 80 million because there were adjustments in the second quarter due to savings resulting from the renegotiation of maintenance contracts, and then Q3 was more of a normal operation. Roaming expenditure increased by 6% in line with the growth in revenues. Levies increased by 6%. This is predominantly international termination related levies on VGF. And then customer related costs came down by 79 million or 25%. SIM card, scratch card and starter pack costs came down by 33%. This is results of our cost free scaling program that we have started since Q3 2008. We are seeing now improvements coming in terms of customer acquisition and maintenance. Cost of phones came down by 22%, and bill processing cost of billing and dispatch collection came down by 63% on a quarter on quarter basis. Telco depreciation came down by 4%, and as a percentage of revenue, it's 19% now. Operating costs came down by 5% quarter on quarter. Selling expenses went up marginally as we ramped up our marketing operation. Facilities came down from 15% to 12%. Energy marginally higher, 8 to 9%. Manpower remains flat. On adjacent quarter basis, selling expenses were up 10 million. Resulting effect was we had more net additions in the third quarter compared to second quarter. Manpower expenses continue to come down 5% compared to Q2, and then 32 million in rupees. Energy again came down 8 million. Facilities and related cost administration, we see a significant drop of 108 million or 26% quarter on quarter. GOSL levies, the first few levies are directly linked to revenues. MSL, ECL, VGF, all are directly linked to revenues. There's a 40% increase in NBT because in May we saw increase in NBT levy from 1% to 3%. As a result, NBT increased. TRC frequency fee is fairly flat because it's annual fee getting a portion. EBITDA and PAT margins, we have seen a significant steady improvement from fourth quarter 2008, which was 9% EBITDA, to 29% by third quarter of 2009. PAT similarly has improved from 4% last quarter on a normalized, 0% in last quarter on a normalized basis to 4% this quarter. And then 5% on a normalized basis. Balance sheet, we saw some loans being repaid. We repaid the IFC loan of 50 million, and then we had additional borrowings from OCBC amounting to 100 million US. And also we have reclassified the borrowings from RCR to under long-term borrowings. Due to asset impairment that we took in the second quarter, the net asset per share has come down from 5.57 to 4.40. Cash flow highlights, again, a significant improvement in operating cash flow from 3.7 billion to 9 billion by third quarter this year. And then we are having a positive improvement on ending cash balance as well. The improvement comes predominantly from CAPEX reductions and improvement in working capital. CAPEX have come down by 66%. Same time this year, we had spent 18 billion. Same time by Q3 2009, we have reduced it by 66% to 6.1 billion. And then working capital again contributed to the improvement in cash flow. Net assets came down, and that is reflected in a 26% drop in net assets compared to 2008. Funding position, we have facilities amounting to 130 million, 8 million from DFCC, 21 million from SCB, 100 million from OCBC. The outstanding amount is 125 million, 20 million is within 1 year, 105 million is more than 1 year. We have a facility to draw down further 100 million from OCBC on preferential rates, which we have not utilized up to now. Looking at Dialog Group performance, similarly we saw the revenue improvement being continued in the Dialog Group as well. We saw revenue improvement of 2% quarter on quarter, 6% versus Q1. But year to date compared to 2008 is down 5%. EBITDA went up by 27% compared to Q1, a significant 98% improvement. Normalized EBITDA went up 10% quarter on quarter, and then again compared to Q1, 36% improvement. PAT is 94% improvement of negative 439. Normalized PAT is negative 198, 66% improvement. Similarly, the chart shows the variation in PAT from Q2 to Q3. We had a negative normalized PAT of 579 million in the second quarter. We have seen an improvement in revenues by 165 million during second quarter to third quarter. Then direct costs have increased by 14 million, OPEX 49, depreciation improved by 87, and non-OPEX improved by 94. Resulting in the normalized PAT in Q3 improved from 579 to 198. On top of that, we have exceptional direct cost provisions. This is coming from DTV, where we have one-off cost savings in Q2. We have taken it out in order to compare on a normalized basis. So that is actually a positive which we have taken out. That's 35 million. Exceptional OPEX provision which we had in the company, reflecting here 80 million. Exceptional depreciation amortization of 223. This is mainly coming from DBN, where we are taking off some of the legacy assets at DBN, shutting down some of the network elements at DBN, resulting in 220 million provision. Non-OPEX of 27 million, which we had provided in DTP. The resulting net loss is 439 at group level compared to the normalized loss of 198. Going through the DBN details, DBL, we saw 1% drop in revenues quarter on quarter, similar trend compared to Q1. EBITDA was improved 69%, but on a normalized basis it's down. PAT improved it's down 7%, and normalized PAT is down 23%. We saw a 42% improvement in subscribers, and we have recorded 182,000 broadband and CDMA subscribers as of end of Q3. DBN has a provision of 220 million for one-off network impairment and modernization. The revenue mix of DBN, significant variation in connection revenues, and then usage revenue has improved from last year to this year, from 446 to 601. Similarly, broadband and ISP usage revenues have increased 62%. Subscriber base has seen a 42% improvement compared to same period last time. Dialog Television details. Revenue was flat on a quarter-on-quarter basis. Nevertheless, if you look at Q1-09 and Q3-09, we have seen an 11% improvement. Year-to-date, again, compared to 2008, we have seen a 28% improvement. EBITDA 101% reported EBITDA. Normalized EBITDA, when you take off the one-off cost savings that we took in Q2, it's a 57% improvement, and EBITDA is negative 35. PAT 52% improvement, and normalized PAT 36% improvement. We have recorded 141,000 subscribers at Dialog TV by end of Q3. Which is a 3% improvement quarter on quarter and a 20% year on year improvement. Revenue trend, DTV 17% year on year improvement, subscribers 3% quarter on quarter and 20% year on year improvement. That's about it. Leave the floor open for questions. Thank you.